So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. First, the Supreme Court has lifted the ban on ICE raids that were kind of free-ranging in Los Angeles. So another Supreme Court decision, and I think there'll be more in the next few days. All right, something that caught my attention, and it looks like we've turned a corner. We're not there yet on the budget in SEPTA. Now SEPTA says they're going to return service by September 14th. Ordered to do that, our buddy George Paquetta. Well, why can't they just restore it right away? Well, it's a whole process and all that stuff. But imagine if you're running a school, in this case, a charter school in Philadelphia, which is a public school, by the way. Boys Latin, storied Boys Latin, I would say, over the years since they've been in existence, is one that figured out what to do. They developed, according to the Inquirer, a battle plan going into the school year. And we have with us their CEO, William Hayes, to talk about how in the world, when that service was cut, with families and kids depending on SEPTA, did they up their attendance rate and, I believe, up their non-lateness rate? All right, let's go to Dr. William Hayes, the CEO of Boys Latin of Philadelphia. Dr. Hayes, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. How are you all today?
Well, very, very well. Look, I have a pretty long standing with David Hardy and what you guys do, which we'll get to in a moment, that to me, is wonderful. But how in the world do you get better attendance and less lateness?
It's definitely the culmination of a comprehensive approach and just all-around investment from every member of the Boys Latin community, including our students and their families as well.
Okay, but, I mean, what are the specifics, Doctor?
So I think, one, we really try to be intentional about reviewing our data from last year.
Okay.
Both at a high level in terms of, one, reviewing our calendar, so identifying when are the times of the year, days of the week where we saw where students were most likely to either be late or to be absent, and really trying to build buffers in terms of programming or additional information around those times. And so we started sharing that data with staff and students and families beginning of last year. I also just attributed to the fact that we've really given effort to ensuring that the summer break isn't actually a break from overall kind of goal setting and information sharing. And so we've been meeting with families of new and incoming students. And so all of our incoming freshmen attended a two-week freshman academy where we shared information and expectations. We also had an opportunity for each of our families to meet one-on-one with some of our senior leadership to talk about our programming and what students could look forward to, as well as our family and student engagement director gave calls and phone call check-ins to families of students who had poor attendance last year. And so we were really spending the summer rallying the troops and making sure everyone was aware kind of what school is looking like and the expectations, and making it clear the importance and significance of school.
Now, the Inquirer says more than half of boys Latin, roughly 500 high scores, rely on SEPTA to get to school. The rate is lower at the middle school, which educates around 300. You pay to run three yellow school bus routes for some students, but still, it's not like people don't rely on SEPTA to be able to do that. Were you surprised that the Inquirer picked up on this and celebrated? It is something in the face of this. You've seen the attendance rates at other schools. They're hard to believe. It's hard to believe you went up, though, but it shows something. What does it show about parental engagement also?
I think it shows that parents are partners in this work, and schools have to engage them as such, but I think it also speaks to we are all dealing with challenges beyond our locus of control. And so I think as best as we can build the relationship with our families to develop solutions, I think we find ourselves in a better position. And so even in anticipation of the SEPTA strike, we were sending out information. Our operations team was identifying potential routes and bus stops that would be impacted, preparing students to review their routes, identify what's the best time for them to wake up or which bus should they catch, to ensure that they were on time for school. And so we really tried to be strategic in partnering with families and students to not only acknowledge the issue and need, but to offer supports that could accommodate on-time arrival and consistent attendance.
We're talking with Dr. William Hayes. So, Doctor, what is the mission statement, or what is the secret sauce of Charter School Boys Latin?
Our mission is we prepare boys for success in college and beyond. And so our focus is ensuring that students have all of the habits, mindsets, and skills necessary to be successful in college and to have a thriving life upon graduating from college. And so that requires a much more robust approach than just the core academic model. And so all of our students are involved in programs and activities beyond the regular school day, which leads to an extended day in our leadership academy. They're also taking additional courses in Latin, and really trying to build a resume, a high school and middle school experience that really teaches them skills to be a quality student in college.
Let's go back to the Latin. I went to then Bishop Newman, and we had Latin all 4 years. Audio Obamas, audio Bunt. Oh, my God. How in the world do you get kids to sign off to get through Latin, and why? What is the symbolic importance or the theory behind in Latin?
It's different. It's unique. It's an opportunity that for generations has been exclusive to elite private schools, and so we see it as an opportunity to increase access to subject areas, content, languages that students might not have access to in their previous academic history. It's also something that's uniquely different, and so students who don't always find success in other core courses can find success in Latin, as well as deciphering and decoding some of the language and sentence structures that also apply to their core content areas. And so when you look at our English language, you do find a lot of the root words and core find their roots in Latin, even in terms of careers related to medicine and legal professions. And so we are really trying to make the connection not only language as its own isolated subject, but how it's integrated throughout other industries and careers that students may be interested in as well. There's also just correlation between students who understand Latin, have a strong foundation that do better on assessments like the SAT, and also become stronger writers in that process as well.
Dr. Hayes, too, I see you with the bow tie on in this picture for the Inquirer. So the dress code at the school is what?
all of our students, we have a dress code for our summer and spring months, which includes the polo and khaki pants, Oxford shoes, socks, belt. And then we have a winter uniform for our high school students that include a tie and blazer, and our middle school students a tie and cardigan sweater.
Where do we find more information about the school? Is there a waiting list for your charter school?
Yep, depending upon the grade, our core entry grades are in grades 6 and 9. We will accept students in grades 7, 8, and 10, depending upon the waiting list. So we do have some students who are on various grade level waiting lists, and we pull as seats open up. What was your second question?
I was asking about where do we go to find information about the school?
Absolutely. Our website is www.boyslatin.org. You can also check out our social media accounts, Boys Latin of Philadelphia, on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
Well, Dr. Hayes, thank you. Thanks very much for coming on. Keep us in your loop as you have more stories to tell. It's a great school, great history, and we're thrilled to see the continued success.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity to share the story.
Dr. William Hayes here on Talk Radio 1210. So in the middle of the SEPTA situation, they turn around. Now, it's a charter school. Again, doesn't this underline why choice works and why the other side is so dead set against it? It's easy to throw up your hands. I mean, I'm amazed that you can get kids on time and there with better numbers than before SEPTA, because half the students rely on it on a day-to-day basis. How's that possible? Well, you know, it's a choice that parents have made. They're engaged with it. A more involved staff. This is a school that's legendary, primarily African-Americans. Why? Why that versus what goes on in the average public school? That's why people ought to have the choice. One side doesn't agree with that. In fact, a lot of people don't agree with choice, surprisingly. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Hit us with that all-time sci-fi character. Today, National Star Trek Day. By the way, yesterday, and I made mention, it was the 24th anniversary of 9/11. The great folks over at Cooper River, Pennsauken, who put on the annual run. And it's stunning to see the turnout. I mean, yesterday, it's like a 9:30 or so, right around the time of 9/11 hit. People are out there running. It was pretty bad at a certain point around 9 o'clock. And yet the parking lots were filled up. It's stunning to see how many people in different ways. And we made mention next year will be the 25th anniversary. Hard to believe, 25th anniversary. I remember the 20th, Greg was good enough to let us go over to Doylestown. We were at a fire station, and we remember 20 years in with special guests all day long, that kind of commitment. The 25th, though, is upon us and just next year. So they do it the Sunday before or around 9/11. And I've just been moved many times by the speakers, the sacrifice, and just the volunteers and the Travis Mannion Foundation, of course, right in the center of this. Okay. Don't forget, too, Wednesday. This is a busy week for us. Wednesday, I'll be over at Chambers in downtown Doylestown with Fred Herron. And this is for PAL, boxing, and cops. What could go wrong here?
Who are you boxing?
Yeah, that's. I don't know if I'll be boxing anybody. I'll be pouring beers, which will be hard enough.
I actually have some inside info on this, Dom.
Oh, go ahead. Yes.
I've heard that Larry Krasner is going to show up, and
okay.
A match between you two is indeed expected.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you not been training for the boxing match with Krasner?
Yeah, I mean, you know, how's that going with Judge Dugan and Larry Krasner, that Larry was talking tough about?
Oh, you're
going to
sub
that.
In Dugan. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Well, I'm happy to
switch
to do that with
tag team match?
I'm happy to do that with the insufferable one, but I think Judge Dugan has learned if he mentions his wife in upcoming debates or whatever, that's it. Drop the gloves right there. Oh, the Inquirer violence. Hey, what's the Inquirer have to say other than just a passing note about someone getting assassinated, kneeling there and shot in the back of the head at 12th and Chestnut at about 5:30 on a sunny Saturday.
Nothing.
It's another murder. Why do you make such a big deal? Oh, you don't see the significance of that. I also think, though, it points to how much Chestnut Street has gone downhill. It just has. I mean, look, you know, you want to smoke weed, whatever, knock yourself out, but it doesn't have to be like a haze over those seven or eight. But walk over there right now, you can get high. It's ridiculous. How about you don't have something like that in a well-protected area, Center City, Philadelphia? You would think an assassination. All right, let me go to Jesse in Drexel Hill, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
My favorite character, science fiction character, is Riku Browning. Riku Browning was the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Okay.
He was an underwater stuntman, and he had the ability, they say, during the filming of the scenes in the first movie, to hold his breath for about 4 minutes. That's why they could shoot a lot of those scenes without any breathing apparatus that he had to wear. Subsequent sequels, they did give him a breathing apparatus. But in the beginning, all that stuff he did was done by himself. He was a specimen. He was 6'3", and he was, they said he was almost like a gill man himself, but he could shoot, he could do all that stuff underwater without breathing, and that's why they could shoot all those sequences that he did.
I'm waiting.
And
that's a great call, Jesse, but yeah. We had somebody the other day. Do you really believe 4 minutes underwater? Wow, that's...
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they timed them. The camera, the people watching him said it was up to four, it was at least over 2.5 these film sequences that you see in the movie where they weren't cut. He would just do all these, you know. And in subsequent movies, they gave him a breathing apparatus because in the sequels, you could see little bubbles coming out of his head. But in the first movie, it was all done by himself. He was also an underwater coordinator for Thunderball, James Bond movies. That was his whole life. He was something.
Thank you, Jesse. That's the type of call we want. Good stuff. Thank you.
I love that.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm not buying the 4 minutes thing, you know.
Yeah, you can do five, right?
Who?
You.
Oh, right. I'm underwater 10 seconds. That's it. Get me out of here.
5 minutes and 40 yards, right?
Well, now the 40 yards is coming along here. But that football, I threw it the other day. I didn't measure it. Just saying, it looked pretty far to me. It was a nice spiral. All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T. And Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210. Boys Latin is just an example of what can be done, what's going on out there, versus just the big city school. I just hope President Trump, they turn their attention to what's going on across America in schools, particularly in big cities. You can start with New York or Chicago if you want. The Chicago Teachers Union. We still have that one on there, Henry. I love playing that woman. Maybe.
All right, let me find it over the break.
Yeah. I want to play again the head of their union, what she says they're going to do and continue to do. We have Scott Presler coming up at 2. It's on. Newsmax will be airing the documentary on Presler. I think it's an hour. Ah, okay. We got somebody who differs with us on the foul ball. That's fine. I guess it's the rule. I think you can go in there and get the ball. And again, you get security if you have a woman like this. And we don't want to be sexist, but this woman is out of central casting. Is it the haircut? Is that the thing? Is it the wagging finger?
Yes. Everything about the glasses.
Everything about the glasses might be it too.
Why does one get a haircut like that anymore?
Who would? It's the Elizabeth. Hey, give me. You don't go in and say, give me the Elizabeth Warren look.
Should be handed a disclaimer that says your personality will drastically change if your hair.
I don't know with stylists if you say, give me a particular look right now, you know?
Does the look create the person or the person create the look?
I think the look helps to create it. You get that reaction. When you see that haircut, it's hard to imagine there's going to be a smile or whatever.
But it's like a chicken or the egg. Does the person get the haircut because they're already a Karen, or does the haircut turn them into the Karen?
They're born that way.
I think they're that way, but I think the haircut makes them, gives people, rubs against people the wrong way. What would have happened if this had been a different guy and said, you're not getting the ball, and that's it, go sit down. Now, if he sat down then and she continued to hector, then he's not going to touch her. You know, I get the not wanting to touch her at all. Just call for security.
Would it have been different if she was a Marlins fan? Would it have been like, No, get out of my face.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, with the
Phillies
scarf.
Phillies
too.
Fans
what
in
are
Miami.
The odds on this happening with the Phillies, too?
Yeah.
All right. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, time to your Dano show. Take your calls. And then this Stan just gave it to me. Personal definition of success. Female who voted for Harris. Having a job or a career you find fulfilling. That was number one. Okay. Male who voted for Harris, having a job or a career you find fulfilling. Female, Gen Z now, female who voted for Trump, achieving financial independence. Wow. That was a pretty good answer. But stunningly to me, male who voted for Trump, having children. That is really, there's a disconnect there versus the others. Any theory here, Henry?
No. Honestly, I'm kind of shocked. I'm speechless. Like I do not agree align with this at all.
Yeah, these are like for people 18 to 29. I'll give you more though, but just in the first top line, look, there's nothing wrong. People voted for Harris, male or female, or Trump. Saying having a successful career. What's your definition of success? But males who voted for Trump said having children. I like the achieving financial independence for females.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean even the Trumpian females, though, didn't say having children? It was number six on their list.
It's fascinating to me, too, because you'd expect when you hear the left talk about toxic masculinity
and men in the right,
you would think that their prime opportunity or their number one desire would be to make money.
Right.
Go out with, maybe questionable women, drive fast cars.
Wait a minute.
No, but you.
She's a questionable woman.
They talk about
a QW here on the Borowski scale.
I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, of course, but I'm just mocking it. Sure, I know what you're saying.
You have Trump supporters here.
Yes.
They're often called, toxic and such.
Right.
And we're being proved here with this poll that family is the number one desire for men in Trump.
They didn't say family, though. They said having children.
Well, that's family. I mean, what
okay,
what
else is... you know, I'm telling you how to be spun here. These guys just want to say, I did it. Right?
Look at me, yeah.
Yeah, right.
No, I don't think that at all.
Okay, all right.
You look at the rest of the list, there is no having a family. It's having children.
Right, that's true. Achieving financial independence
and
the second.
So you often talk. We look at cultural trends in 2025. There's news articles that divorce is way down.
Right.
And I think that's largely a figment of the right, conservative politics. I think it's because there is a return of faith to a degree. I think young men look at traditional families as something that is positive, and that can include a working wife. I mean, my wife's working, but my number one goal in life, and I think I fit with this goal, I'm a Trump supporter. I voted for Trump, and my number one goal is having a family.
Well, but number four on their list is being married.
Yeah.
It should be up higher, I think.
You think it should be above having children?
Yeah, I think it should be being married first, then having children.
I mean, that's what the left voters have here. The voters for Kamala Harris, they both have being married over having children.
Yeah, they do. And the males, Dan, are weak. Number nine on their list, having no debt. Males who voted for Harris, they're at number eight. Females are number six. And Trump female voters are number seven, even though they said financial independence is number one. Boy, this is a mixed type of thing. We'd love to get you
too,
in.
Like, just based on these rankings, like,
yes.
I'd have to side with the females that voted for Kamala Harris.
You do?
Honestly, their priorities on this list, I would prioritize over being married and having children, because some of these things I think you should accomplish before you get married and have kids.
Sadly,
yeah, that's true. I would agree with you.
It's
that.
A whole other discussion.
Maybe that's a more of a Gen Z mindset.
No, I think it's the current mindset. Like, my whole generation was 35. So I'm having my first kid.
Yeah.
Well,
and it's sad. It's despicable that we as a society have set it up that we can't afford to have children until it's almost too late.
Yeah. I would agree. I don't like this almost across the board, though. I would put this in second or third position, maybe second. Making your family or community proud. That's a high value to me. And let's
lost
see.
In today's society, I feel
it's
like.
Number eight for Harris voters, females. It's number six for males. For Trump voters, wow, it's not on here. What the hell is going on with these people?
For male,
it's eight.
It's
right?
Eight, yeah.
I don't see it for female Trump voters. No,
it's 11.
My God. You mean to say that shouldn't be in the top three, making your family proud?
I feel like that would be more of a Trump thing, too. Yeah, totally.
I put that at number two, and I'm sticking by it.
Wow.
Yeah, it is. Maybe I'm getting away by putting one married and kids as one, but I'm putting that making your family proud.
So wait, power rank it. Married, having kids, and then that one.
Right.
How would you rank those three?
Married first.
Married first.
Yeah.
And then you would do the community or the kids?
Kids second. I have to make making your family proud third.
All right,
yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. Oh, man. Henry is liking these Harris women. Any Harris women out there?
It's not even I like the Harris women. It's just I agree.
That's what I mean. Well, we got it in here.
And then I do find it funny how the last answer, number 13, is the same for all four groups.
And that is?
No one cares about fame and influence.
Yeah, right.
Nobody.
Yeah, that's why we have gazillions of influencers out there.
Which it's kind of shocking, because I feel like a lot of the Gen Z generation strives to be some sort of influencer, but it's dead last on this list.
Well, people want to lie, too. They want to put their best. But if they're putting their best foot forward, I think you got to say married. I don't think he's had children first.
I guess it's just what they're more prideful with.
I don't think this is an order of operations.
Yeah.
I think it's a priority.
The thing. Like, I'm kind of want to set it up as an order of an operations. That's why I kind of said it's Commonwealth voters more, but it's not.
Okay.
It's just desires.
Yeah.
All right. Let me go to Chris in Malvern. Hey, Chris, good afternoon. Go right ahead.
About this baseball game kerfluffle.
Yes.
I think basically reading and seeing how it's taken off, that in the end, the guy – especially if he had a job, probably is really happy that he gave the ball back versus to have kept it, because this way he looks benign, and any other way he could be painted as somehow being a bully And, you know, if he has a job, then the way companies are so damn sensitive these days.
Well, look, I get the sensitivity, but I see a lot on Twitter. I hear what you're saying. That's one reasonable, of course, saying he's weak in this. All he had to do is tell the kid we're keeping the ball, tell her, you know, I got the ball fair and square, and call for security. Go and get security.
I know, but
yeah.
Just looking at it, at the way it's taking off and how they're now right. they're really going after this woman, trying to find out where right. she works and everything else. I mean, the guy basically, he has to play. Yeah, if you're a man these days, you have to play it safe.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, but is playing safe? Here's the line here, Chris, and I asked every male listening. Henry and I have already answered. I think Dan's with us. Does playing it safe mean then? And this is what you're saying. You got to give the ball back then. What I'm saying is, first thing to do is, if she will not relent, get out of there. Take your kids. Get security. Security's probably being called by that point because hundreds of people are doing this. That's not safe enough. You're saying you just got to give the ball back. That's it.
I know, but you have you seen the video where she leaves and goes down and confronts the guy a couple rows to
yeah,
the right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I think that all starts to count against her. There's more and more evidence of this.
She was a nutcase.
Yeah, but Chris, look, I understand what you're saying. He may have a responsible position. Who knows? He's not in the cheap seat. He is kind of in a cheap seat. So let's say he does, but that means you got to give up the ball. Is that the moral of the story to be safe?
I know. It stinks. I mean, you have to be like right. a wimp nowadays.
Yeah, well, thank you, Chris. Henry and I differ on that, right, Henry?
Yeah.
You got the security. It's not like we're on a street corner where nobody will arbitrate. Mm-hmm. Now you got to just walk away and she's going to follow you, whatever. You got a lot of people on your side here, obviously.
Yeah.
She's making a spectacle of herself.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and once the security notices, then, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I personally wouldn't think in that moment like to look up security right. and be like, this right. lady, get her out of my face.
I'm loving this Gen Z poll, though. We already got Henry endorsing the Harris women here, and we have Dan, I know, because of recency bias here of the last couple of years, mm-hmm. on giving them the pass, in my view, Dan, on the having children, because being married was an option. So I, you know.
Yeah.
All right, 855-839-1210. They did say that number 4. You know, maybe they were just thinking, no, that's the most important thing, and they just answered in that manner. That's fine. I just don't like, and owning your own home, I'd like to see that up higher.
I think that's a pipe dream for a lot of people now, at least. I mean, that's
so that's why it's
feels.
Down low.
That's why it's so low.
Yeah, but wouldn't that encourage you to say you were a success because you owned your, all right, you're saying you don't have to own your own home to be considered a success.
Correct.
Okay. I would say you do, but, you know, that's.
Yeah, I'd put it a little higher on my list, but I'm trying to think of my own list here, how I'd set this all
okay.
up.
Okay. All right. Yeah, this is really good. And the having no debt, people are putting that pretty low because that's hard too.
Correct.
Man, but the male Harris voters, Henry, and the female Trump voters ought to get together. Both of those rank number 9 being married. They'd be perfect together.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to get married. That's who to go for.
Yin
go for
yang,
the female
yeah.
Trump voters. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my God. All right. 855-839-1210. If you have kids around that age, it'd be interesting if you can find this all over the place. Be interested to hear what you think they'd say. I might ask DJ and Luke on this to see where they'd come down. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push #1210. Let's talk about Dr. Benz. Dr. Benz, you've heard me talk about him for years, 10 years now, my dentist. Board-certified prosthodontist, and I'm thrilled to tell you the great news. Dr. Benz is expanding his services and availability with a new prosthodontist. Now you have two great prosthodontists there, joining the team right now in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe even you've been putting off seeing a dentist, or you're a general dentist that could use some backup, you got a complicated case here and there, Benz Dental Group, that is your number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Benz for 10 years, happy with the results, all the upgrades that I bought into and am doing with him, and how it helps me. So get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted Call and schedule your appointment today. Get that initial look, see that initial evaluation. 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949. Or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. B-E-N-T-Z Dental Group.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. Today, Star Trek Day, all-time sci-fi character. It's all in the call. Here's Scott Jennings. Got to get him back on the show this week. Scott Jennings yesterday, it was on Sunday, CNN, talking about who is the leader of the Democrat Party. Well, his argument, Donald Trump is the leader of the Democrat Party.
Well, I mean, for the foreseeable future, the person who's running the Democratic Party now is going to be running it. That's Donald Trump. I mean, the only thing they know how to do is be against whatever he is for. And so there is no leader of the party except for Trump. The beating heart of the Democratic Party is, if Trump is for it, we're against it, and you throw a little socialism on the side. That's basically how they
were. All right, thanks. Want to know? I know. Let the record reflect that the two Democrats at the panel disagreed with what he had to say.
Well, yeah, that's well put. That's what's driving it, without a doubt. As I said, the Museum of the Bible today, if you're in D.C. and you have a chance, you're religious, you will love it. Ro went there. I think we went a few days before the election. And the Trump people put out 100 things he's done for people of faith across the board. How in the world do Democrats answer that or counter it? In issue after issue, they either go too far attacking or they're silent on it. And these are issues that are 75, 80, 85, 90% popular. Robert and Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today.
Thank you, Robert.
I was listening yesterday when I was running some errands to your show on reading,
and reason, yes.
Right. And I was listening to your interview with Jack Cittarelli, and it occurs to me, you know how I like to make my predictions, Dom, and I just wanted to say that I think that the Democrats and Mikey Sherrill gave Cittarelli the election this weekend with their stance on what they're going to do with homeschoolers and things like that. They're polling in Virginia all over again. And I know that the polling might not show that right away, Dom, but do not be surprised if Cittarelli wins by at least 2 percentage points.
Well, I think that is an issue that they're bringing up. And I know the guy. You know what, Robert? I'm going to try to get the guy on. I'm friendly with him through a friend over the years, John Berzicelli. And he has really revealed himself not to be the guy I thought. This overreach, that's exactly the reason why parents don't want their kids in the public schools.
And exactly. And I think they're thinking that where they failed in Virginia, they'll be able to succeed in New Jersey. But I don't think that New Jersey is as red right or is as blue right now as they like to think it is. And I think there's like a shift in the tide. And it's issues like that that do it every time. Youngkin wasn't going to win that election until McAuliffe ran his
mouth
right. like that.
That's right. And that's what opened it up. I still don't think in Virginia we're going to win, but you're right. Youngkin was going to lose by a few points. That was a revolution right there.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that it works out this way for New Jersey so that they can find their way back to normalcy. But my answer to the side question is I'm going to go with Data, the robot from the Star Trek series. And the reason for that is that it seems like a lot of times us humans are always trying to make ourselves like have abilities of robots to make ourselves superhuman. But it seems like every time there's some kind of a robot or robot-like being, they're always looking for a way to feel more human. You know what I mean?
Well put. That is exactly like, Terminator.
It's like a consummate grass is always greener on the other side. But I really enjoyed the time, and I wish I had time for that poll that you came out with.
Go ahead, hit it. No, Gibbons, what's your from that? Because we're fascinated by particularly Henry and Dan's response here. Yeah, so what's yours?
Well, my two when I was like younger was to be able to support a family. It was about a family for me. That might have been personal on me because of my upbringing in the children's home and wanting to rebuild. But I think there's a lot of guys out there that even younger guys that miss that traditional, they don't want a kid so that they can sit home and take care of the kids. They want a family to take care of. They want a house to pay for. They want to teach their boy how to play baseball. You know what I mean? It's all that stuff that guys are thinking about, I think. Not so much the materialistic stuff. And I really think that poll's a little – I think that's they're just trying to explain why they lost or something. I don't know. But I'm not really buying that poll right now. But we'll see.
All right.
You guys have a great day,
Thomas. Thank you, Robert. Yeah, well, the owning a home part is such a difficult thing. You know, that makes it more difficult. Hey, I'm watching, by the way, the Karen when she went back to her seat with a thumbs up and the ball and all. Oh, my God. Yeah. Then she had to give the finger to all the hecklers here, et cetera. Henry, we got to get this guy on. He's on now on Fox News.
Yeah. No, he's definitely doing the TV tours now.
Yeah, so NBC 10 did get him on. And again, he's wearing an I Love Philly shirt.
Is he home? Are the kids home from school today?
Oh, for a Fox appearance, they apparently are. Yes. But we'll see if there's any more to the story here that Fox coaxes out of this. Are we saying that you have to give up the ball given the environment we're in? Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble when people identify you. I think people are still saying it's a kid. You know, if it were a man and a woman arguing over the ball, okay. Even this hectoring Elizabeth Warren. By the way, she did touch him first, too. I just noticed that. First touch in there when she came over to turn his shoulder around. My God, is this woman, if you asked her who she voted for, is there any doubt? Is there any doubt whatsoever? My goodness. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Hit us today. That video has been viewed 62 million times. Wait a minute. That can't be. Fox has misinformation.
Oh,
no, there.
I believe it. It was the talk of the weekend.
I know, but 62 million at this point?
Yeah. Oh, people were intrigued by this for sure.
Well, yeah, I think, I don't think Musk put that one out, but all right. What was Jalen Carter viewed by? That's got to be approaching it, given first game, first minute, et cetera. It'd be interesting to see. 62 million. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk for a moment first, though. Living heart smart means paying attention to cholesterol goals. For 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach those goals and supporting overall heart and wellness. And right now, Rescue is offering a free bottle of Rescue LDL XQ10 with every bottle purchase of Rescue 1250 Omega 3 Soft Gels. It's Rescue's most popular wellness duo. Just add Rescue 1250 Omega 3 to your cart, apply the code together at checkout, and Rescue LDL XQ10 will be at it for free. That's their best deal. Call today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. You'll speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use the code online. RES-Q.com. RES-Q.com. Remember, use that code together when buying any quantity of Rescue 1250 Omega-3s to get the same quantity of Rescue's LDL XQ10 for free. Again, use the code together at RES-Q.com. Do it today. All right, it is Dom time. Scott Presler in the On Deck Circle is Monday visit. Newsmax is doing that documentary, dropping this Sunday night, but we'll get some of the numbers, some of the other stuff that he's seeing out there. 855-839-1210, you get on board. This is Cut 18, Henry. Senator Roger Marshall is one of the more laid back, but he was Republican. He was pretty good during the RFK hearing last week. So he's on the Sunday shows. And here's what the point he made that is incontrovertible about why we're in such a crisis over everything with public health, credibility, figuring out who's telling the truth. Here's what he said that took us back to COVID.
The pregnant lady, for example. But I hear your point here that you want this to be more bespoke, like more picking and choosing. But others would argue here that in doing that, you're going to drive down immunization rates overall if you create broader doubt in vaccines, and that it's a slippery slope here. Are you at all concerned that that is going to be the takeaway?
Look, Anthony Fauci did more to create vaccine hesitancy than Bobby Kennedy will do in his 4 years or 8 years, however long he is as secretary. That's where the problem is. So don't blame Bobby Kennedy for the problems created by Anthony Fauci. But I'm just telling you.
I'm asking you about what you said about the hepatitis B vaccine.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I wasn't talking about Bobby Kennedy or Secretary Kennedy. I was talking about you and what you said about the hepatitis B vaccine. And are you concerned that picking and choosing these things like this, this bespoke concept of giving more choice, that it also has the effect of undermining confidence in vaccines?
Yeah, I think there's a big difference between Democrats and Republicans. Democrats want a one-size-fits-all, a prescription for everybody. And I'm telling you, not everybody reads the book. It does exactly like that. I have confidence in doctors, in nurses, and parents and grandparents to make these decisions. I don't think that we should have one government policy that dictates every one of these vaccines. I think local policy, local schools, if they want to have requirements, what Florida mm-hmm. did was a bridge too far.
Okay.
But how about just a little common sense, just a little common sense would go a long ways here.
Okay, because
all right, let's go to Joe in Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Since I met your son and he's in this generation, what would he say is the the outward signs of success, do you think, Joe?
Well, Dom, he's multifaceted. And like I've said before, I'm not glistening over him as like a doting father because I have two other right. kids to compare him to. But he just gets it from all angles. From when he was 6 years old, he used to stick up for his little football player buddies who got hurt on the field. He used to go over to them, you know, on after the coach tended to him and said, I'll get that guy for you. He exacted his own form of justice, and his justice, it's funny because I've been debating with him all morning, ironically, over Eagle fans, Mets fans, and, you know, and I don't want to get into it, but how, you know, Eagle fans turn quickly, you know, either way. And he is as right could be, and I can't win the debate with him. So I guess his judgment of success is holistic. You know,
okay.
It's meeting the right person. It's hanging around with the right people. It's feeling good about yourself and your own conscience.
Okay. All right. Well, the answer is here. It seemed to be having children, marriage, etc. All right, Joe, what do you got?
Dom,
yeah, go ahead.
Dom, I, you know, first of all, this lady, you know, she is the perfect, and I'm going to make a Robert of Bensalem prediction here. She is a Kamala Harris voting liberal. Her sense of entitlement was absurd. It was ridiculous as to why she thought she deserved that ball. How about the person sitting to her left? Did they deserve it? Mm-hmm. That, and she deserves everything she gets. Everything. And I'm glad there's 62 million hits on her. She
stunning.
Deserves it.
Yeah, and, stunning. Yeah.
I can only hope she lives in the tri-state area, so she feels the full brunt of it, you know?
Well, some woman misidentified in Hamilton is a Red Sox fan. It's not her. And, you know, Sean Farage made a good point. It's fine to the name being out there. But then doxing and all that, that's out of bounds. That's what the other side
does. That's, yeah, that's for the other side to do.
Exactly.
You know, that's the dividing line. And Dom, getting back to your school system, I think you answered your own question. The only difference in the two to me is union involvement or lack of union involvement. Unions are for the teachers. Mm-hmm. These other schools are dedicated to the student.
It's a remarkable record, and for the record, they are a public school. They are a charter school, but boy, they came through big time. Joe, who's your sci-fi character?
My sci-fi, he would have been, I think, to me, the ultimate anti-hero last week. And I spanked myself for not thinking about it. But every Sunday, you know, Sundays after church, we used to watch him and the anticipation building up to meeting him in the movie, the exploration group going through Skull Island, and you hear the thumps. You don't see him quite a bit until well into the show, and the anticipation building up to see what King Kong looked like.
Good stuff, Joe. All right, good call, of course. Scott Presler next, Dom's Money Melody for a great prize today. Get your name into the hat 4 days this week. I'll be off on Friday, so one out of four chance this week. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.